Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll be bouncing off the walls, celebrate the birthdays of two musicians and a state, and have some flower songs. To get us started, last week, May 2nd, marked the birth in 1898 of Henry Hall. As a child, he took trumpet and piano lessons and played in Salvation Army bands, and while in the Royal Field Artillery, he took up the concertina. He formed a short-lived group called the Varsity Three with two violin players and then worked playing piano in theaters. In December of 1922, he got a job as relief pianist in the Trafford Band at the Midland Hotel in Manchester and was soon leader of the band. In 1924, he took the band to the Glen Eagles Hotel in Scotland, where on June 24th, the band appeared on radio promoting the hotel's opening night. In November of 1924, the band made their first recordings for Columbia, which were issued as by the Glen Eagles Hotel Dance Band. By 1931, Hall was running 32 bands for the LMS Hotel Organization and was recording for Decca. In January of 1932, Henry was invited to take over the BBC Dance Orchestra when Jack Payne left, and the new BBC Dance Orchestra made its first broadcast on March 15, 1932 at 8 p.m. In September of 1933, Henry Hall made his first trip to the U.S. to learn about how American bands performed and presented themselves. In 1936, Henry Hall was asked by Cunard to conduct a band on the maiden voyage of the Queen Mary, due to sail on May 27th. As part of the publicity, Henry wrote a special song for the trip called Somewhere at Sea, which was recorded on May 6th, sung by Dan Donovan, and which was sung by Francis Day on a radio broadcast from the ship. After 5 years with the BBC, Hall resigned in favor of touring and recording for Columbia. His last broadcast with the BBC Dance Orchestra came on September 25, 1937. Henry Hall died on October 28, 1989 at age 91. Here's Henry Hall.
Thank you. you're in love, you have the world before you. When you found the one, the only one to love and adore you, it's when you learn to sigh a bit, to long a bit, to cry a bit. Life begins when Cupid wins and you're in love.
Afraid of the big bad wolf, big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Fa la 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 la. Long ago there were three pigs, little handsome piggy wigs. For the big bad, very big wolf, they didn't give three figs. Number one was very gay, and he built his house with hay. With a hey hey toot, he blew on his flute, and he played around all day. Number two was fond of jigs, and so he built his house with twigs. Hey diddle diddle, he played on his fiddle, and danced with lady pigs. Number three said, nix on tricks, I will build my house with bricks. He had no chance to sing and dance, cause work and play don't mix. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? La 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 la.
Of the big bad wolf.
Henry Hall and the new BBC Dance Orchestra. Henry Hall's broadcasts on the BBC were at 5:15 in the afternoon, a time when lots of children would be listening. So he began including music he thought would be more to their liking. That little programming innovation was very well received and led to Hall's recording of The Teddy Bear's Picnic, which became a huge hit. We played Hall's version of The Teddy Bear's Picnic not too long ago, but we just heard another of his recordings in that same vein, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, with the vocal by Les Allen, recorded October 16th, 1933. We began the set and the show with Anything Goes from May 30th, 1935, and in between it was vocalist George Elric singing the Lou Brown, Harry Richman, Victor Schertzinger composition Life Begins When You're in Love. Bandleader Henry Hall, born May 2nd, 1898. I'm host Glenn Robison, born considerably after 1898, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, April 29th, marked the birth in 1899 in Washington, D.C. of Edward Kennedy Ellington. You know him better as Duke Ellington, a nickname he received from a schoolmate because of his regal manner and impeccable dress. He began taking piano lessons at age 7, but was more interested in athletics and art than in music. He was offered a scholarship by the Pratt Institute of Fine Arts, but he turned it down as he began to turn more to music. He got work as a pianist at the Hotel Ebbett House and the Oriental Theater, and with several Washington bands. He formed his first group, the Duke's Serenaders, in 1918. In 1923, Ellington joined Elmer Snowden's five-piece combo, the Washingtonians, and in September they began a residency at the Hollywood Club. In 1924, Ellington took over leadership of the band, and it evolved into a 10-piece orchestra. From 1927 to 31, the band was known as Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra, after the most famous club in the city, and it was during this time that Bubber Miley joined the band and the jungle sound developed. After 1931, the band was billed as Duke Ellington and his orchestra and played into the 1970s. Duke Ellington was one of the most prolific composers in jazz, with an estimated 2,000 compositions, including instrumental pieces, popular songs, large-scale suites, several musical comedies, various film scores, and an unfinished opera. Duke Ellington died on May 24, 1974, in New York City. Here's Duke Ellington. Thank you.
stopping bow.
Hot stuff! Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra with the scat vocal by Cootie Williams and Hot Feet, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh, and recorded March 7, 1929. The Cotton Club was located on the second floor at 644 Lexington Avenue at the corner of West 142nd Street in Harlem. Andy Preer had been leading the house band at the Cotton Club when he died in late May 1927. King Oliver was the club's first choice for a replacement, but he turned it down because of money, so the job went to Duke Ellington. The Cotton Club was owned by a consortium of gangsters led by Irish bootlegger Oney Madden. The club's decor was modeled after the Old South of plantations and slavery, hence the name the Cotton Club. It was also segregated. Only whites were allowed in the audience, while the waiters and entertainers were all African Americans, with the exception of an occasional guest star appearance. The show was a musical review which featured dancers, singers, comedians, and variety acts, as well as Ellington's band, which supplied music for the floor show and singers, and for audience dancing. There were two floor shows a night, one at midnight and one at 2 a.m. What made Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra famous were his weekly broadcasts over WHN radio, which were heard across the country and gave Ellington national exposure. The band's first day at the Cotton Club began on December 4, 1927, and continued until June 30, 1930. They returned in September and October of 1930, and again in January of 31. They were at the club in February of 1932 and in the spring of 33, and appeared there for the last time in 1937 and 38 in the club's new location downtown. Hot Stuff was preceded by Duke Ellington and a solo in the Harlem Stride piano style, Swampy River, from October 1, 1928. And we began our little tribute to Duke Ellington with the Harlem Footwarmers, Duke Ellington, pianist, arranger, and leader, on Lazy Duke, waxed November 20, 1929. Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington, born April 29, 1899.
Listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Thank you, Will. Say, do you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests or your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You've no doubt heard the saying, April showers bring May flowers. Well, we did have some April showers here in Southern California, and this being the first Rapidly Rotating Records show of May, we have some musical flowers, beginning with Jack Gardner's orchestra.
Thank you. in love. I'm acting like a clown in a one-horse country town. I'm hazy, I'm crazy, I guess that I'm in love. She's just a farmer's daughter, but say, oh pal, you ought to meet her every evening in the moonlight down by the old mill stream. While she's dreaming, I'm scheming, you know what I mean. I'm falling, and I don't need a shawl, because I'm knee-deep in daisies and head over heels in love.
Some musical flowers to start off the month of May on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with pianist Jack Gardner's orchestra recording in Dallas, Texas around October 18, 1925, and I'm a Little Prairie Flower, I'm Wild, I'm Wild. Next, it was George Olson and his music from August 21, 1925, and I'm Knee Deep in Daisies, written by Paul Ash, Larry Shea, Joe Goodwin, George A. Little, and Jack Stanley. And we just heard Klein's Collegians from October of 1928 and Violets. Durward Klein was leader of Klein's Collegians, and the vocalist was Jimmy McManus. Other than that, little is known of the group. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, on April 30th in 1812, Louisiana joined the Union as the 18th state. Since DeSoto's claim of the region for Spain in 1541, the state has been governed under 10 different flags. In 1803, Thomas Jefferson negotiated the $15 million Louisiana Purchase with Napoleon, nearly doubling the size of the U.S. New Orleans was founded in 1718. The first Mardi Gras parade was held in New Orleans in 1838. Antoine's, the state's oldest continuously operating restaurant, was established in New Orleans in 1840, and I'm fortunate to have had the opportunity to dine there. On January 26, 1861, Louisiana seceded from the Union and joined the Confederacy, but in 1868, after the Civil War, was readmitted to the Union. Baton Rouge became the state capital in 1882. So here to commemorate Louisiana's statehood are some rapidly rotating records about Louisiana.
I's a little child, just been running wild. Louisiana, Louisiana, my own. Thank you.
Louisiana lies. This southern maid, I'm afraid, she could make you fall. She knows how to hold your blow, and brother, that ain't all. Who'd make your heart so fonder, so you never wanna wander? A little gal from way down yonder, Louisiana lies.
Get going, we all is ready. Start something, Louisiana hayride. No use for calling the roll. Oh, I like that sport, sitting in the hay, loving it away. Oh, oh, for the time is short. Crack your little whip, get your little ship to go. Yeah, start something, Louisiana hayride. No fooling, we all is happy. Get going, Louisiana hayride. No use for calling the roll. Candy Ball,
here.
Jasmine Washington,
here.
Liza McKinley,
here.
Clementina, Caroline Diner,
we is here,
yeah, we all here. Miss Marinda, Flora and Linda, we is here, yeah, we all here. Chloe Abraham,
here.
Phoebe Abraham,
some Louisiana songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate Louisiana's admission to the Union, April 30th, 1812. We began with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and a Bill Chalice arrangement of the Andy Razaf, Jimmy Johnson, Bob Schaefer composition, Louisiana. That was recorded on April 23rd, 1928, and the vocal was by Bing Crosby, Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylord, and Austin Young. Next, it was Blanche Calloway and her band, with Blanche performing vocally on her composition, Louisiana Liza, from November 6, 1935. And we just heard Alan Breeze with Billy Cotton and his band on November 26, 1933, and Louisiana Hayride.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, April 29th, in 1813, the first U.S. patent which mentions rubber was granted to J.F. Hummel of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for gum elastic varnish. And what does rubber do but bounce? So here, to commemorate Mr. Hummel's patent for rubber, are some rapidly rotating records about bouncing, beginning with Perrone's New Orleans Orchestra.
Thank you.
Some bouncy songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate J.F. Hummel's patent for gum elastic varnish. First, from December 3, 1923, we heard Perrone's New Orleans Orchestra and Bouncing Around, a tune written by A.J. Perrone and Peter Bocage, and sung there by A.J. Perrone. Today, violinist Armand Perrone is best remembered as Clarence Williams' early business partner. They owned the Perrone Williams Publishing Company in New Orleans that scored a hit with Perrone's song I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate. Perrone started playing professionally in New Orleans in 1904 and led his own band in 1908. Williams and Perrone also had a successful vaudeville act with Perrone on the violin and Williams playing piano and singing. Perrone joined Papa Celestine's Tuxedo Orchestra in 1916 and started Perrone's New Orleans Orchestra in 1918. The band traveled to New York in 1923 and returned the following year to play at the Roseland Ballroom. Perrone returned to New Orleans and played for many years at the New Orleans Country Club on Lake Pontchartrain, in nightclubs, and on Mississippi riverboats. Next, it was Skeets Tolbert and his Gentlemen of Swing and Bouncing Rhythm from March 1, 1939. And we finished up a little outside our usual 1920s and 30s parameter with Jay McShann and his orchestra and CP and Bounce from July 2, 1942. We have time for one more musical flower. Here's Thelma Terry and her Playboys from March 29, 1928, and Starlight and Tulips. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.